Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, They need not depart, give ye them to eat. And they said unto him, We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Matthew 14:15-17. In the mind of the disciples, there was not a sufficient amount of food to feed the multitude. They were in a place where any provision seemed out of reach. As we continue this story, we come to know that this multitude that followed the Lord in that moment were about 5,000 men beside women and children, Matthew 14:21. Certainly in the eyes of the disciples, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish were not sufficient to take care of the hunger of this large group. In a time of doubt, we need to trust in the Lord. We fail oftentimes in our own personal lives to consider what Christ is capable of doing. We trust in our own self and in the flesh. Our reach must go beyond the physical things about us and trust in the power that is able to do all things. God had promised that Abraham and Sarah would give birth to a son, whereby all the nations of earth would be blessed with God's salvation. Abraham and Sarah were growing older, and God was not acting. And when Abram was about 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Genesis 17:1-4. The promise of God rested not in the years of Abraham, but in the endless power of God. The life of Abraham was a life of trust in the Almighty God. In a desert place, the Almighty fed a multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. We must trust in a time of doubt. We, like Abraham, must stagger not at the promise of God through unbelief, but be strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Romans 4:20-21. We must not consider our strengths and capabilities, but we must always trust, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. 2 Corinthians 3:4. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.